Welcome to Compassion Cultivation Practice. This is step four in a six-step meditation process aimed at cultivating and nurturing the compassionate heart and mind within us. This fourth step involves establishing the basis for generating compassion for all beings. Let's begin by sitting comfortably and stretching the shoulders or moving the body in such a way as to release any residual tension. Now finding a posture that allows you to be both relaxed and alert, take three deep cleansing breaths. As you exhale, invite a further release of tension and relaxation in mind and body. After the third exhalation, allow the breath to return to its own natural pace as you gather your attention on the sensations created by the breath in the body. See if you can allow the movement to arise out of and dissolve back into the stillness of your posture. If the counting practice helps you to stabilize your attention, feel free to begin counting the breaths, letting the mental noting be as gentle as the touch of a feather. And if you feel ready, drop the counting and focus on the simple but perhaps subtle sensations of breathing in and breathing out. Collecting your attention on the sensations at the belly or the tip of the nostrils. Allow the mind to ride these sensations, just as a boat rides the waves of the sea, and to rest in the momentary stillness between the breaths. with a relaxed but focused mind, picture someone for whom it's easy to access feelings of care and love. Notice any feelings of tenderness and warmth this might arouse in your heart, and how it makes you feel. Resting in this warmth and tenderness, remember or imagine a time when this dear one was going through some difficulty, whether it was physical pain or emotional pain. Do you feel a sense of concern based on feelings of tenderness toward your loved one? Notice if you feel your loved one's pain. And if you have an urge to reach out and help. From this openness of heart, silently recite these phrases, remembering that sometimes the heart is more receptive than other times. And whatever you're feeling in this moment, practicing with a strong intention of cultivating compassion will be of benefit to you and those you love. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. May you find peace and joy. If you can, feel with all your heart this simple wish that your loved one knows happiness and freedom from suffering, rejoicing in the possibility of his or her happiness. Now, with this willingness to incline towards compassion, or from the tenderness you might experience, think of a time when you yourself experienced difficulty. Perhaps you felt angry, disappointed, ashamed, or embarrassed. How do you feel about yourself when you think of such an experience? How does your heart feel? You may feel compassion towards yourself, or like so many of us, you might feel self-critical, small, or believe at some level that you're no good, and that you deserved what you experienced. Exploring gently whatever is true for you. And whatever feelings arose, consider the possibility of actively choosing to respond to such a situation with non-judgmental concern and tenderness toward yourself. How might it feel to relate to this suffering with a spirit of greater acceptance instead of self-pity or judgment? With tenderness and a sense of caring toward yourself instead of self-recrimination. whatever arose for you. Consider the possibility of actively choosing to respond to such a situation with non-judgmental concern and tenderness toward yourself. How might it feel to relate to this suffering with a spirit of greater acceptance instead of self-pity or judgment? With tenderness and a sense of caring toward yourself instead of self-recrimination? And with whatever feelings of tenderness, warmth, and caring you can access, silently repeat these phrases. May I be free from suffering. May I be free from fear and anxiety. May I experience peace and joy. May I be free from suffering. May I be free from fear and anxiety. May I experience peace and joy. As best you can, feeling with your heart these wishes for you to be free from suffering, fear, and anxiety. Now bring to mind your closest friends and family, that small inner circle of loved ones. Don't just think about them in the abstract, but vividly feel their presence in front of you. You know who they are. Perhaps scanning their faces with your mind's eye, and see if you can look at them through the eyes of the heart, noticing any feelings of warmth, spaciousness, or comfort this generates within you. How easy is it for you to wish them well? Imagine for a moment how each of them wishes to be happy and to avoid suffering. How each of them knows the pain of loss, disappointment, and hurt, and longs for a life of ease, joy, and open-heartedness. How easy is it to imagine that, just like me, they want to be happy. They want to be free from suffering. And now bring to mind another person. This time, choose someone you recognize, but haven't had any significant contact with. Someone for whom you have no special sense of either closeness or distance. Someone clearly outside this inner circle of care. Think of a real person you see quite often. Perhaps someone in one of your classes. Maybe someone you see at your workplace. The dry cleaner, or your local cafe. Picture them vividly in front of you. Notice the feelings that arise in you as you picture this person. We're not usually too concerned whether or not a relative stranger is happy. But try to imagine being this person. Who is back there behind the eyes? Imagine this person's life. His or her hopes and fears, which are every bit as rich and meaningful as your own. Imagine that they too have an inner circle of loved ones. Looking at this stranger through the eyes of your own heart, can you recognize that, just like me, this person also wishes to be happy and free from suffering? And now bring to mind a person whom you may have a conflict or difficulty with, and picture this person in front of you. It's not necessary to start with your most challenging relationship. Acknowledge any feelings that come up as you bring this person to mind. There might be anger, hurt, sadness, or anxiety. Notice too if you react to these uncomfortable feelings with aversion. Now, just for a moment, try to put yourself into his or her shoes and see if you can recognize that he or she is an object of deep concern to someone, a parent or a spouse or a dear friend to someone. Can you acknowledge that this person too shares the same fundamental aspiration for happiness that you have? Can you see even this enemy through the eyes of the heart and recognize that, just like me, this person wishes to be happy and free from suffering? How does it feel to consider this? And finally, picture all of these people together in front of you, your dear ones, the stranger, and the enemy. And scan their faces with your own heart of wisdom, seeing how they all equally share a basic yearning to be happy and to be free from suffering. On this level, there's no difference at all between them. In this way, they're all exactly the same. this shared aspiration for happiness and wish to overcome suffering are a common bond that unites us with all other beings. Invite your mind and heart to abide in this awareness for a moment, accompanied by the steady rhythm of your breath. And with this deep recognition that we all share the same aspirations for happiness and the wish to overcome suffering, silently consider this phrase. Just as I do, all others aspire toward happiness and wish to be free from suffering. Consider too the following thought. Just as I feel happy when others wish me well, and feel touched when others show concern for my pain and sorrow, so everyone else feels the same way. Therefore, I shall rejoice in others' happiness and feel for their pain and sorrow. Recalling this profound recognition that others want happiness and avoid suffering the same way that you do, see if your heart is willing to open, to rejoice in others' happiness, to empathize with their pain, and to take in the full measure of the exquisite and universal poignancy of life. And now, having brought to your mind the fundamental recognition that, just as you do, all others aspire to happiness and shun suffering, as well as having reflected on the deeply interconnected nature of yourself and others, allow your heart to become permeated by the sense of deep connection with all beings. See if you're willing to challenge any barriers that might restrict your heart and fearlessly allow it to open as wide as the world, resting in the reality of our limitless interconnection with all of life. Now, as this session draws to a close, allow your heart to be touched by any feelings of warmth, tenderness, and caring for others this practice may have aroused. Whatever came up for you, acknowledge your own willingness and sincere intention to open your heart in this way. And even if you had difficulty, know that in this moment, countless people around the globe are offering kindness and compassion to you. In the same silent, sincere, and anonymous way that you practiced today.